Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling.
I like that.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
I ain't got a problem with that. That was my jam growing up. My parents played that all the time. They like, hear your theme song, son. Hey, last night, went to the Alabama CBC party. Arthur Davis didn't show up. Tom saw Dennis Edwards, the Temptations, performed. They said hello.
The Real Temptations.
Calm yourself. Dennis Edwards said, tell Tom to please book us on the cruise.
You're going to hear that a lot, Roland.
I just passed the message. Okay. I'm the messenger. So I had a great time there. Hey, folks, we always talk about education on this show. And of course, we're always concerned about what's happening with our young black girls and boys, and obviously our young boys. The SHOT Foundation, they released their annual report dealing with what is taking place with young black boys. And one of the things that's interesting in their report, the urgency of now, SHOT 50-state report on public education and black males, they say we need to band together and stop with these suspensions, which they say are contributing to this problem with education. So joining us right now is John Jackson, who leads the SHOT Foundation. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. So you say, look, the suspensions make no sense. Why are you removing kids out of the classroom when that's contributing to the problem?
Absolutely. Our data indicates that only 52% of black males are graduating from high school in a four-year period. So America has both a push-out and a lockout crisis. The push-out is related to those students that are no longer in the school. And a major contributing factor is out-of-school suspension. And there's no evidence that out-of-school suspension is an effective practice. There's clear evidence that it has a racial and gender impact. And there, quite frankly, are more educationally sound ways to deal with discipline.
What are they?
Well, there are positive behavior initiative, restorative justice practices.
What's that mean? And
it means that we need to ensure that if a young man has problems with discipline, let's suspend them to a mentoring program. Let's continue their educational services or give them the supports necessary to address the issue.
I mean, it does baffle me when you say, you know, we're going to suspend you, send you home or whatever. And you do that, that child all of a sudden is behind. It's not like they're still doing any kind of work, things along those lines. And that seems to me to sort of defeat the purpose.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and quite frankly, those schools that work, you know, Johnny in the suburb, if he gets in a fight, he's sent to a counselor. In New York City, Johnny is sent to the cops. So we have to recognize that those schools that have the support, the students perform better. And those schools that do not, the students are pushed out, and it only leads to a larger problem.
Your report says one in every six African-American students and one in 14 Latino students and one in 20 white students in the 2009-2010 year were suspended. So what is leading to this disparity?
Well, it's related to, number one, having whether or not the teachers have the support to address the issue of discipline. We have places like Pasadena, Texas, where over 77% of the Latino students were suspended at least once in a particular school year. We believe that we have to ensure that our schools have the resources so that teachers can teach and students can learn.
And what jumps out at me, obviously, when you talk about this here is for some folks, it might be a knee-jerk reaction to just go right to, look, I can't deal with this particular child. Suspension is there. But let me also, so a knee-jerk reaction, but also we have to also confront the reality that parents also need to be dealing with the discipline of their children to not be disruptive in classrooms.
Absolutely. I do think that there's a role for parents, but also we recognize that education is both a human and civil right. And to the degree that it is, regardless of who the parent is and where the student is born, the educational system should have the support to provide the student a high-quality education, because there are millions of students right now who are homeless and who are in foster care. So they also deserve a fair and substantive opportunity to learn.
And Tom, for suspension rates, according to their report, Illinois, highest, 25.3 for black kids. Missouri is 22.8. Then you have Michigan, 22.1. Alabama, 16.3. Now, it was interesting, Connecticut and Delaware also above 20% as well. And so the very high suspension rates for black kids in those particular states. John, always a pleasure, man. Keep it up, and we'll keep doing our part to spread the news and to make sure that our kids are getting their education.
Please do. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Roland.